I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Turns out you can get a connection if you're calling number 97 right now. Yeah. Caller 97 is connected. 800-400-3697. Be caller 97 and win tickets to Alice in Winterland presented by Bud Light. December 6th at the Masonic. It's going to be amazing. And you're going to get some tickets into the exclusive Sarah and Vinny pre-party before the show. We've got chances all day, right now, be calling 97, also at 11, 1, 3, and 5. And then all weekend long on Alice, keep it here for tickets to the show.
Yep.
It's One Republic and Leon Bridges and Michael Franti. Of sunshine coming down. So if you want to go, call us right now, 800-400-3697. Oh, Yuzi, you don't have to answer the phones.
Well, I do because he didn't leave. He's talking to Rage about some stuff.
Oh, he left the studio. Yeah. I see. Too late to
apologize. Well, Yuzi, it is his day.
It is. It is his day.
It is.
Because I feel like he's going to say that all next week.
Oh.
Because his actual birthday is next week.
Oh, well. Right.
It's all right. At least
it's his birthday period. We've just entered it.
Right.
Listeners get to hear me say what color they are.
Oh.
Win.
It's a win.
It's a win-win for everyone.
Right.
Our text number, 800-400-3697, is a number you can send any kind of comments that you like. Mm. Some are nice, some are supportive, some are absolutely combative. It's all good.
Hurtful.
Sure.
If we were able to be hurt, we feel no pain. Don't test us, though. We might be lying.
So there you go, 800-400-3697, 4 and 5. Oh, my poor husband is a dog walker in the Tiburon Hills, so he'll just be breathing in this smoke all day.
Oh, my God.
Well, just remember that you at least still have your house.
Get a mask.
Yes, get a mask, too. I think I bought that in bulk on Amazon or something, but mm-hmm. You can probably get them at any hardware store.
Well, they sell out quick, so get over there soon. You may wind up having to order them.
Two questions. What's the latest on the Christmas concert with Tommy Igo? And what are you guys doing? Are you guys doing the tree lighting again at the Westfield Mall?
Oh, well, the Tommy Igo thing is off. He's going to China. And
he is.
Yeah. And I was actually asking him. I'd like to skip it this year. I feel like we've done it a couple years in a row. And my throat's been really bothering me ever since that freaking boat ride.
Ever since the boat ride?
Yeah.
The boat ride?
Yeah, remember
a month ago, right?
With Johnny?
Even more. So that day and then the next day, I just blew my freaking voice out of the way. And it has not come back. It's never been the same. Usually my voice is super reliable. And it isn't. It's really funny. Tired. And
we haven't noticed that. You sound great when you sing.
Thanks, Bren.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. And as far as the tree lighting at the Westfield, I don't know that that's...
We don't have an official word yet.
Okay.
I live in the neighborhood where Rudy will be performing in Oxnard.
Oh.
Here's the view this morning, going to try and get tickets to see our boy Rudy. It's our friend Rudy. But I think it's sold out. I listen to my favorite radio show from Oxnard every morning. Oh. Love you guys. Here's the picture. It's hazy. It's smoky. It's not good.
Oh, wow. That is a cloud of smoke. Yeah, it's very thick and dangerous and bad breathing out there, everyone. Just do what you can to stay out of it. I used to live in Ventura and work in Oxnard.
408
says, I
love
that area.
My poor parents. My dad planned a last-minute trip to Hawaii for their 40th anniversary. They landed in Hawaii, and my mom missed the step off the shuttle and fractured her ankle. They flew home the next day.
Oh, no.
What a bummer.
That's a curse for sure.
Couldn't she get it sort of situated and then just sit on the beach. And
yeah.
Dull the pain.
Have you ever had something happen to you, whether it's on a trip or at work or wherever, where something's happened and you're like, I just want to go home?
Yes, it happened to me in August at my brother's 50th when my eyeball was dangling.
Oh, that's
out of
right.
My face.
I forgot
I
about
just
that.
Wished more than anything on earth that I was at my house. Oh.
408.
I didn't want to, I mean, my face was just so swollen up and horrible. I'm like, oh, hi, I'm a monster. Nice to meet you.
Did you wear glasses or something?
Yeah,
to cover it?
Hell yeah, I did.
Sunglasses?
Looking down and big glasses on, and it was just awful. Looked like a nightmare woman.
Come on, Vinny. I know you've blown your nose farmer style. That's one nostril nose blow.
Yeah.
Sure, I have. But when I blow my nose normally, and I've got a generously sized nose. I even sometimes have to double tissue it just to make sure nothing gets past that first.
Yeah, you don't want it blowing out of the tissue.
I don't want it to land at the bottom of my palms there as I'm doing this blow, you know, like this.
Yeah, do it. Block each side. And you really,
I'll try
it's
that.
It's much more efficient. I can't believe that you... I thought that was just the only way. That's the way. Like one nostril, you blow in your nose because one's usually clogged up. So
408 says, Vinny!
Oh my, what now?
Nose blowing, seriously. That's like reporting this newfangled way of putting on your pants one leg at a time.
Listen, it's also anything to get away from politics and the horrible things that are happening in the world. And if it takes nose blowing to do that, then that's what we're going to talk about.
Right. I didn't know about it. I learned something.
I didn't know about it either.
So crazy. I can't even imagine. It's efficient.
Nobody ever showed me. You know.
Now you know.
I was stuck on the tarmac in Dallas on New Year's Eve years ago for 6 hours because of a huge snowstorm. They wouldn't go back to the terminal. There was no air, no water, no snacks. It was hot and muggy. All the toilets backed up. Oh. And I was sitting next to a guy who had really bad body odor.
And it was New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's horrible. Yeah, there's some real nightmares out there. Isn't there some rule now they can't leave you on the tarmac? If they've been out there for 2 hours, they have to go back?
Mm-hmm.
And I always think, too, like they talk about these, you know, people who sat on the tarmac for 8 hours or something and the toilet's backed up. Really, you're going to take off with the full toilets and no one's going to be able to pee during the flight?
Yeah.
Come on!
Very strange. Mm.
I just love you guys so much. I've been having a rough time lately and you cheer me up and make me laugh every morning and your podcasts keep me company throughout the day. Thank you for being unabashedly you.
Oh, thank you.
You touch more people than you could ever know. Happy Friday, radio family.
Thanks for letting us be in your little family.
That is a nice
text. That's a nice one.
Text.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate every minute you give us.
If I've thought about this, I don't say it very often, but you know, everybody goes to work every day. Everybody has to do what they do, and not everybody gets a nice compliment like that at the end of their as part of their work day.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's pretty rad to have someone show appreciation when in most cases it's and another thing and do another thing.
And listen,
do another
maybe
thing.
If you're a boss out there, you know, take a hint from this. Like a little bit of encouragement and love goes a long way. Like maybe take a minute and say something nice to one of your employees today, or to all of them. You know,
and let them out early today. Come on.
Yeah. And get them each a mask.
Oh, and God. Give them a raise. I mean, look at all the work they're doing.
Well, you know, if they deserve it.
I mean, if we're just talking nonsense.
Right.
Just...
Well, why not? That's what we do.
Hey.
Bosses
what
are
we do.
You want me to text my workers and say nice stuff to them?
Yeah. I think that'd be nice.
Are you kidding?
Imagine how far that would go.
Busy Goodwill. Embezzling over here. I have stuff to do.
Yeah. Oh, you're that boss. Got it.
I don't know if we re-mentioned it on the air or if that was just off the air, but someone texted in, you can watch that whole Muse concert from Bottle Rock on YouTube, and we sort of joked it must be someone's phone. It's professional video that Bryn found. Did we mention that?
Looked we
really
didn't.
Good.
Okay. We didn't mention it on
no,
the air.
Yeah, we found that on
looks,
out off
and
the
it's
air.
Really easy to find. Just type in Bottle Rock Muse. It'll pop right up.
That was a good show.
All the angles.
Oh, nice.
Side stage from the crowd shots. Mm. Really nice. HD.
All the Santa Rosa schools are closed. My daughter's a teacher and told me. Petaluma schools are closed. Petaluma City schools are closed today, too.
Yeah,
staff
I got a
needs
text
to report to work.
Saying that mine was not closed, the schools in my area, in Southern Marin.
That's tough for parents who work. They're just like, oh, my God, now what do I do?
Well, you scramble.
Good morning. Heard someone give Vinny wedding song advice yesterday. The song for him is I Love You by Climax Blues Band. Listen to the words. It's perfect. So that's from 408. It's okay.
So yesterday was...
I don't remember.
Fooled around and fell in love.
Oh, yeah, I love this song.
You know it?
Pretty, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A young man. Mm-hmm. Fooling around.
Hitting the town. Growing my
I did do that.
This is your song.
Stole my heart. When it's in my life. Ooh, babe, you got what it takes. Okay. So I made you my wife.
Hold on. Oh.
Since then, I never looked back.
It's almost like living a dream.
And ooh, I want you.
I never heard this.
Oh, really?
You know this song?
Found me here.
You do know this song. You're singing the words.
I used to play this song all the time in my bedroom.
You did?
Yeah.
Hitting the beers, Vinny. Did you miss that?
And gave me a smile. Giant but gone.
Was spinning round into your eyes. Ooh, I love you.
That sort of leaves me wanting.
It does?
That chorus doesn't really.
Oh, it's nice.
You like it?
And ooh, I love you.
Check this out.
Okay.
Our guy, Alan, from Bananas,
mm-hmm.
he says, it's snowing ash here in San Rafael.
Oh.
It was this morning when I left. It was swirling all around.
It's reminding me mm-hmm. of the Santa Rosa fires.
It's just awful. Wow. It's just got that just clenchy feeling like, mm-hmm. oh, God, no. Not again. Yep. Awful. Mm.
Did you guys get alerts, too, on your phones?
I didn't get
I
any
did
alerts.
Not.
Yeah,
like the air alerts and stuff?
Yeah, it was saying this. I was in San Mateo County and said the smoke in the air is from the campfire. And
right.
I was like, oh, wow. It was letting me know that, you know, don't worry. Mm-hmm.
It's far away, but it's.
Right.
401 says, Vinny, because of the discussion yesterday, I asked my 6-year-old daughter to clear the table last night. And she asked, why do I need to clear your plate? And I responded, because we all need to do our part. And she said, okay. Score. Thanks, you guys.
Nice. That's great.
Okay. Kill it.
650 says, oh, yeah. This is in quotes. Oh, yeah. She cleaned the table. It was great. 15 seconds later. She was lying like a rat. Same kid. Well, there's, you know, they bounce back and forth between good and bad. There's no doubt. The lying on the YouTube thing, the kids YouTube thing, I'd talk to her specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is where we're building trust. This is why I'm doing this with you. Is
she
so
knocked
you can
the trust down.
Show me that I can trust you.
She kicked over the trust sandcastle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
It was you.
It was you, Isla.
Is there any chance she's going to get the iPad today?
No, not at all. When I talked to her earlier, she goes, hey, can you put your coworkers on? I go, no.
Why?
No, I can't put my coworkers on.
Oh, I'd love to talk to her.
They're working. And Yuzette heard
busy.
Me say it, and she yells out there, hey, Isla!
Isla! And then I told her I had jelly beans for her. So I'm her favorite.
Yeah, I'm bringing
it. Oh, way to bribe the kid into being your... I made her a bracelet. I made her a purse,
she
too.
You made her
about
two
all that
bracelets.
Stuff. She only remembers the last person that
she
gave her
something.
Still
have that purse?
I'm sure she does, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know that...
They get ratty. Kids barf on them and stuff, you know.
I know she has the bracelets.
Does she wear
broken?
Them every day?
That's good news.
Mm-hmm.
Finn, do you use guided access on your iPad? Do you know about that?
No.
I just learned about it. It's like saved my life. It's, you know, when you have a touchscreen and you have a baby, they ruin it because they can't watch what they want to watch, whether it's, you know, education or not. There's
or
a
not.
Way. There's right. a way you can make it so it's not responsive unless they punch in the code.
Oh.
Yeah,
it saved my life. I just learned it like last week.
Oh.
The missus one time, cool. I don't know if I can find it. It's on her Instagram or something, but she posted a picture of the iPad, her iPad that I guess my kid had tried to code into, and it said, you can try again in 10,000 days, because the kid had, you know, like it gives you
10,000 days.
It was like some ridiculous, because she never stopped trying. Uh-huh. She just kept doing it till it just said, you can't
ever do this again.
So
this,
what happened?
I don't know. One. I don't know if that iPad ever worked again or what.
Oh, wow. And how did it save your life? Is it some
well for
naughty
like
stuff
I don't
that
normally no I don't normally let my kid watch screens, but for the plane or times where I need her to be busy and I'm just like, oh, I can't, you know, so I gave her the iPad and somebody showed it to me because I'm trying to hold the pad because she's trying to touch it. Every time she touches it, the video stops, but I'm playing her like nursery rhymes and stuff like
right,
that.
Right, so it numbs the screen.
Yeah, exactly. So she can start playing with the screen. Nothing
That's
happens.
Killer.
It's great.
I'm going to look into that.
You want to guess how many years 10,000 days is?
How many?
27.
Dang.
Nice.
Well, you know, hold on to it. I'm sure that the firmware won't be updated by then.
Hold on to it.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? It's crazy, but I think I'm out of text.
Oh. What? Holy cow. We'll take a quick break and be back in a moment.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Our thoughts are with everybody who is running from fire right now. It's horrible. You know, if you're not in that situation, like, take a minute to count your blessings. Like, let's all give a thought for.
Well, yeah, we're all in California and it's fire season and it could be any one of us.
It
so
absolutely
no
could
doubt.
Be.
I'm feeling you right now.
Yeah. But, you know, try to have a good weekend. I'm looking forward to Hooman's birthday party tonight. That should be fun. See all you guys.
On Monday, I can't wait to hear the stories.
Oh, we'll tell you all about it, Vinny. I'm sure it'll be great. I'm
and I'll look to my Instagram tonight. And
sure. I forgot about that. Right. It'll be almost like being there.
Look how much fun there is.
Without all the pain in the ass of actually being there.
With all the celebrity people.
I'll find as many celebrities as I can, and I'll try and get pictures with them.
Okay.
Just for you.
Do it, please.
Yeah, maybe I'll Instagram live so you can, hang with
That sounds so good.
Well, Brynn knows how to do that, so we'll do that.
All right, good.
Yeah. Have a great weekend, you guys, and be safe. We'll see you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.